Action Wisconsin hopes to stop the constitutional amendment, which can't be vetoed, by changing the votes of five state senators. But if they can't, this would come up on a statewide referendum a year from now. Beth Olson is helping organize a training session at UW Superior Sunday.
We don't want to be stuck with very little time to organize and to get information out. It's happened in some other states when these bans have come up. We want to be well organized.
Olson and her partner are raising a seven-year-old daughter together. She says while supporters of this amendment call it pro-family, she says it will have the opposite effect.
Really hurts real families. It hurts real people that are living in our state, that are operating as a family and have taken on those commitments and responsibilities of a family financially and emotionally, and that by barring people from the possible even chance of legal recognition hurts a lot of people.
UW Superior Gender Issues Coordinator Diana Hunter and her partner were married in Canada last year. She compares this fight to the one for women's suffrage. She says the 14th Amendment guarantees all citizens be treated equally under the law.
I feel the same frustration. If we aren't citizens, what are we? If we're not entitled to equal protection, what are we?
The training sessions are being held around the state. They give people talking points to make presentations to community groups and churches. Another training session is being held on Saturday in Eau Claire. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.